back after a little.
How long? That was only a week. Break. No, it's only a week, I think. No, because
we had Thanksgiving.
Oh my God, it's been 3 weeks. Okay. Well, unfortunately, it's our last show of the semester, which is absolutely insane, but I can't believe it's the end of the semester.
Yes, I'm just has in gone denial. By so quickly, and I think it's actually starting to hit me that I am graduating. Took my last math-ish, well, really an econ class, but
yeah,
I call it math because it involves a calculator, class ever. And now we have a caller.
This is You've Got Issues.
What's your issue?
Sorry, can you say that again?
Hello?
Hello?
Okay, it's me again from abroad who called about to throw up.
Oh, hello.
I have a story to tell you.
Okay.
So, unfortunately, the problem continues, but I do have a story to share. Last week, I went to a local Hard Rock Cafe, and I was about to use the men's room, and guess what? There was a vomit in the urinal.
Oh my gosh, that is horrible.
I don't know what's up with the vomit culture in the city, because the last time I called, I shared about someone I know who was a victim of another person vomiting on her in the plane.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know why there's so many vomit in the city. When I saw the vomit in the urinal, that was before I even started ordering food. So I ended up having to postpone ordering my food, and I drank a couple of beers on an empty stomach.
Oof.
While I'm waiting. I was this upset. I'm getting
You should
angry.
Never drink beer on an empty stomach.
Usually I don't. But I just have a bad mental image. I was already at the Hard Rock Cafe. So, and then I was also hungry, so yeah, being that I'm still eating once a day because of this lost appetite.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you eat? Does it keep you full?
Oh yeah, it really depends on where I go, but I ended up after postponing my order for like a half an hour, and then it probably took maybe another like 20 minutes for the food to come out. I had a burger. I was fortunate to get my appetite back, but now I just can't wait to get out of here.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah. This is not a typical abroad place.
But you'll be home soon, so abroad. That's good.
Yeah, I literally was screaming in disgust. I was about to use the restroom when I was like in the urinal one. I was like within 1 meter from, or half a meter even, from that puke.
Wow. I'm sorry you're going through that.
Yes, this whole semester of loss of appetite. I can't wait at the end of the semester, I'm flying business class on my first leg of this. Well, it's called a prestige class, actually.
Oh.
Although I'm flying economy the rest of the way, but it's nice to get a break.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. And I was told that the prestige class of the airline I'm flying, the food is really good. So that's a chance to get my appetite back and eat 3 times a day again.
I don't like airline food, Hannah.
No, that food is not appetizing.
I don't even get it in my... Like, when I bring it around, I go, no, like, no thanks. Like, I don't even want it.
I'd just rather eat a snack.
Yep.
Yeah, well, it depends on the airline. Because I've flown all sorts of airlines in the past.
Mm.
But then I'm sure business class would... Prestige class would be a lot better. That's for sure. Well, I've flown business class about 10 years ago on Delta, and although the the food is like tasteless, but it was better on business. So, and I'm thankful to fly business again.
Wow. I'm sorry. That's so annoying.
Yeah.
Will you be really home soon?
Yeah, well, actually, I'm going to be, well, after I leave this place, I'm going to be traveling a little bit, going to my grandma's house, and then going home.
That's good that you can see your grandma.
Yeah, of course. So, and also to make things worse, it's really cold, so vomit is getting harder to clean up, if it's even cleaned up. Well, although it's usually the birds that clean it up, not a human, so there's still like remnants, even if after it's cleaned up, like a some sort of like as a like a stain on the sidewalk.
That is so weird.
Yeah, I don't get why people. Well, I'm fortunate I haven't vomited for a long time, and I don't puke easily. But I am sensitive to even seeing it. That I see it once, I don't eat. But I can't believe that it happened, like right before I was about to eat.
Yeah.
But I still, well, not just like using the bathroom, but well, of course, I still have to. I'm serious about washing my hands before I eat.
That's good.
So of course,
good.
I still have to go in there anyways.
Good hygiene practice.
And on another occasion, speaking of washing my hands, I have seen vomit in the sink, like a few months ago, like while here. So, as I was about to wash my hands, so.
Right.
Yeah. But anyways, I'm out of here in 2 weeks, and I'd like to say thank you for the four phone calls and some private messages.
Of course, no problem.
It really means a lot to me. If I didn't call you, then I probably would spend like a few days not eating at all. Well, not consecutively.
Well, you should make sure to eat like 3 times a day every day.
Mm, yep. Mm-hmm.
Very important.
Yeah. Well, look. Yeah. Luckily, I will adjust to that after I'm out of here, starting with that business class meal in the plane. Mm. So it's going to be nice to come back. I'm going to be at the networking nights, and then I'll look, well, in New York, Philly. And,
oh, yeah, we're going to be at the networking night. So
nice,
see you there.
I assume then. Sure. Sounds good.
Perfect. Can't wait to see you.
Yeah. Okay.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you so much for your help all semester. And that, which did make me feel better about loss of appetite and seeing vomit on the, like, frequently, a lot more frequently than I've ever seen in like other cities. All of the
Okay. Well, have a great night, and let us know if you need anything else.
Okay, it's morning, so.
Have a great day.
You too.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Okay. Well, in breaking news,
Lafayette
volleyball coach has been fired.
And they're hiring someone else.
Yes, they're doing a national search. So if you want to become a volleyball coach, this is the place and the time to apply.
I think they won one game.
Their record has been awful. She's been coaching since 2002, and compiled a 164 to 318 record. I mean, Lafayette Athletics can be very weak. We are a smaller school in the Patriot League, probably one of the smallest schools in the league.
But at the same time, though, like, we're a D1 school, you should be able to, and it's a good academic school, yeah. You should be able to recruit people that,
And she also hasn't, I mean, I don't think there's one senior on the team
there
right
isn't.
Now. Every one, single one of them quit.
They were 5-23 this year.
Wow. The thing is, she hasn't had a winning season in, like, 7 years.
Yeah. Well, that just means that something else is going to come for her, so that's good. But
maybe this is just not for her anymore.
Yes. So, oh my gosh. Okay, so for those of you that don't know, why would they send... Okay, we got an email from Lafayette with... So I am a film major, and I'm presenting my capstone on Saturday for the school, which is a little terrifying, but whatever. And I just got a thing from calendar events. They put everybody's time to the whole school.
That's what I'm interested in, though.
You want to know?
Yeah.
Who do you want to see?
I have a few people that I want to see, and so now I can just easily figure out when they're presenting.
I'm at a pretty good time, so I'm very happy about that, because I didn't want to be too early in the morning.
Yeah, I really...
But I didn't want to be... Like the last panels at 8 o'clock at night, and I wouldn't have had like an anxiety attack if I was that late. So I'm really happy I'm not that late.
Do you have to stay there all day?
All day, 8 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturday. Find me at the fam's capstone, guys. So yeah, I'm honestly really excited. I've literally have worked on this film this entire semester at least minimum. I'm not kidding, of 7 hours a week. So. It's, like, taken up so much of my time, so I'm really, really excited to present it. I think it's going to be good. I still have to fix a few things.
Hard work pays off, and I feel like the nice thing about these capstones are, like, they're kind of just a nice little package of what you've learned in the past 4 years.
Yeah, for sure. It's just, like, really interesting, though, because, I don't know if you know this, but you don't have to do, like, you're supposed to do a film, but you don't have to do a film.
I feel like less people have done films this year.
100%. Some people did essays, but they had to write 30 pages. It's like, why would you ever do, whatever, I would never do that. There's a lot of essays, and if you were an essay, their presentation is, like, a PowerPoint on, like, what they wrote about. Yeah. There's a lot of essays. I think there's...
That's interesting, because I feel like all these kids are so creative that they usually do film and media so they don't have to write.
Yeah. There's one person in my panel who is an essay.
What is it on?
So he's actually in my class. He was supposed to do it on a mockumentary, which I've never heard of before, but then we watched one in class, and it's actually kind of fun. Do you know what they are?
They're just like... supposed to look like a documentary but are funny,
but they're on subjects that aren't real.
Oh, that's funny.
So the one that we watched was on vampires, and it's like people make it but like they don't exist, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like people think it's a documentary but it doesn't exist, and he's gonna make a mockumentary, and then he realized that like how can you make a mockumentary, you know what I mean? They're really hard. You have to like think of topics that like aren't real. So then he ended up writing an essay on it. So he's in my panel. And then the other two people also have films. So that'll be interesting to see.
That's exciting. I'm also really interested in Emily Gonzalez's.
Hers is also an essay.
An essay? I thought it was like a visual project.
It's like she made a website. It's like kind of hard to explain. She made a website with a slideshow of pictures of the topic. She's talking about like the Chican, I'm going to pronounce it wrong, the Chicanx. It's like a Mexican and American. I'm not going to say it right. But it's like
Chicanx.
I think it's Chicanx. Yeah, so I think it's like an essay visual, but it's not a film.
Wow.
Frances's is so good.
Really?
Yeah. It's like a mind game, hers. It's like weird. And Luke's is, do you know who Luke is? he's first, but so no one, that stinks because this is really good, but no one's gonna be there at 8 a.m. so but yeah, that one's really good too. He did it on his dad and compared it to, I'm gonna blank on the cartoon on Cartoon Network that we all watch as kid, Dexter's Laboratory. Do you remember that? And he meshed it together, home videos and that. It's like crazy.
Oh my gosh.
I know, it's really good. That's probably why he's going first, because no one else is gonna be better than that. But like, whatever. Emily's is at 9:45.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so if you want to come see my capstone presentation, it's only 20 minutes, 1:45 to 2:05 on Saturday. Can't wait.
On the internship process.
On, oh yeah. It's a documentary on internships. And Hannah's in it too. I don't know when I'm going to fix the audio. I'm like, so I turned in today a 10-page paper. So I'm very happy with that. It ended up being 12 pages because, like, with my bibliography. So it was really 11. It's supposed to be 9, but I wrote 11 because I'm annoying. But I still have another paper due on Wednesday that's 10 pages, and I have one page.
Oh, my God.
So that's going to be Sunday problem.
Wednesday. Oh, you have time.
That's going to be a Sunday problem for me. And then I have a final Thursday, Friday. You're here late, too, right?
Until Saturday. Which I also
What do you have on Saturday?
Spanish final.
Wait, why don't you go home and then come back?
Because I have a final on Tuesday. So I know I'm going to study the best if I'm
here. You're here. Yeah, I feel you.
And then I'll be home forever.
Oh, 100 Nights.
100 Nights is coming up. That's a big celebration.
Wait, where I forgot.
It's 100 Nights before graduation. Super crazy.
It's in February, but if you don't buy your ticket in the next day, then the price goes up $10. So seniors that are listening,
buy your tickets.
Wow. Okay, I gotta get that. Yeah. So Hannah, how was your Thanksgiving? I feel like that was so long ago.
Thanksgiving was very nice. Enjoyed it with my family. Really kept it low key that week. Just decided to catch up on some work, hang out. I just moved into a new home, so we were kind of preparing that, which took up a lot of energy. Did some Black Friday shopping because it is worth it. And had a nice time. How about you?
I actually went to, like, this, I hate using the word mansion, but it's technically called, like, something mansion, and it's in New York, and my mom, like, surprised us with it, and it was just, like...
That's so fun.
So, it's actually a really cool story. So, this woman, when she married her husband, she was like, I want our house to look like an Italian, house. Like, that you would find in, like, Tuscany.
Yeah.
So, like, he built, like, a massive house. And then...
It's not a castle, right?
No, it's not a castle. And then that was in, like, 1950. And then this guy bought it and then turned the house into a hotel. But it's, like, a huge... It's, like, there's only...
Wait, you stayed in it?
No, we only went for dinner.
Oh, my God.
There's 16 rooms. Like, think of a house with 16 bedrooms.
Yeah, insane.
Like, that's, like, oh, yeah, small hotel, but it was a house. Like, that's absurd.
So wait, that really sounds old. So cool.
Yeah, it was cool.
Was the food good?
Yeah, it was really good.
But and you don't know the name?
I think it's Glenmere.
I want to go.
Glenmere Mansion. It's only 45 minutes away from home. Nice. It's really close. It was really good. But it feels like you're in, like, Italy. Like, it's like, pink with, like, green shutters. Like, it feels like, you know what I mean? So that's what I did. And then I... went to the city one day to film.
Oh, yeah.
And I saw friends the night before Thanksgiving. So that was cool, too.
Yes, the big reunion.
Yeah.
High school reunion.
I was actually looking through my camera roll, and I forgot they did it, but someone made a geotag for McMurphy's.
Oh, my gosh.
It was like, welcome back to the circus. I'm like, it's not the circus. Mm-hmm. Bye. Which is crazy, but...
Yeah, that was weird for me because I'm like, whoa. I mean, There were some people there I haven't seen, I never even saw in high school, but from my, like, elementary and middle school.
Yeah.
And I was just like, whoa, hey.
There was just big people ketchup. I just, like, didn't need to see, you know?
Yeah.
Also, my boyfriend just texted me. He said, give me a shout out for filming, because he did film some B-roll in the city.
Very nice job, so, Ryan.
Good job, Ryan. Ryan's the opening shot of my
really
documentary. Yeah, because
did you interview him for it?
No, he's only media. Film. Yeah, I filmed him on the subway. It's like a lot of the B-roll is like of New York, of like different companies and stuff.
That's smart.
So the first take is like him on the subway, and I'm just sitting down. So yeah, he's in the credits too.
Are your parents coming to the capstone?
I haven't told them about it.
I'm sure your mom's listening now.
My mom's in the car driving home. She came for my concert.
Oh.
Yeah. So I don't know if
and she you knows, haven't but. Told your parents?
Well, she knows I'm presenting it, but I don't think she knows it's like a big thing.
Oh my god.
I know, I should tell her, but I don't know if she'll drive. Like, she was just here today. I don't know if she'll drive again, but
it's a lot.
But yeah, I should probably I'll text her later. but yeah. So that was my Thanksgiving. It was, like, very, I told myself I was going to do a lot of work, and I didn't, and I'm very happy I didn't. Like, there was one night where, like, Ryan and I sat down and, like, did work for, like, 2 hours, which is nice, because I got organized, but
yeah.
I definitely needed that break to kind of just, like,
get ready for this.
Chill, and, like, yeah. So we definitely did that, which is good, but.
Well, I really just did, like, all the little assignments that I knew were going to be due, and yeah. So now, like, which I'm so happy I did, because when I got back, I only had to worry about the big things. But the thing is that, where was I going with this? Little assignments. Well, yeah, I did
whatever you did, little assignments.
And it worked out.
I also need to see your house.
Oh, yeah. You can see it.
Thanks. I want to. That's crazy. Oh my god. Unreal. So also before this was my last winter Cadence concert, which is, if you don't know Cadence's, you suck.
By now.
By now. You're out. But it was our friend Sydney's last concert because she is graduating on Tuesday. And the last song, we sang a solo together and I broke down in the middle of the song, but it's fine.
Wait, it's like, legit.
I literally started crying. Yeah. Oh, I was literally like, we were singing and I was crying.
That's so cute though. That means you have a real connection.
It's just like, crazy because I was saying this the other night, like I joined Cadence first semester freshman year. She joined second semester. Yeah. So like, I don't remember what it was like being in the group without her, you know, like when I was abroad, she was abroad. We've never not been in it together.
Yeah.
And I don't remember like first, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's just gonna be so weird coming back in the spring and like have a repetitively like not be at rehearsals and stuff. Like, that's so weird. So really upsetting, but shout out Sid, you are so close to being done, which is absurd.
Insane.
She has 3 final papers she hasn't written, and she's like, I'll do them all on Monday. She's 3 8-page papers. I'm like, girl, you gotta start.
That would not be possible for me. My
could not
mom
do that.
Is trying to FaceTime. Hi, I'm doing radio.
What are you doing?
Radio.
Mrs. Doherty, you're on the air.
Am I on the air?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh my god. Well, I don't even have an issue. Am I really on the air?
You're on the air.
Are there any house problems right now?
Not to walk in one room, and guess what he just did?
Walked in there.
He did. Stretched himself out, all of that.
Wait, what's wrong with the room?
It's all been primed to be stained tomorrow morning.
Oh.
So, anyway.
I'm so excited to see it. I'm gonna come over as soon as I'm home.
We were just talking about the new home.
Okay, well, we don't need to talk about it on the air.
Okay. Why not?
What we could talk about, though, is how sorority formals are going and fraternity formals.
Yeah, you're telling me about your night, Hannah.
We could hear about that. That's what
That
the
was
dress drama. What happened with the dress?
That was lots of fun. Okay, I'll talk about it really quickly and then I'm hanging up on you. So yesterday I had a formal, which was a lot of fun, and I ordered a dress from Revolve.
This is so funny.
Which is a 2-day free shipping, so I'm like, perfect. I have to be leaving at like 8 o'clock, and my dress finally arrives at 7. So I get all excited, I'm like, ooh, I got my dress, and I start getting ready, thinking I can get ready like in 30 minutes, because I usually can for formals, I've got that look down pat. Well, I curl my hair, my hair does not curl. So I curl it again, this time with some hairspray, like trying to give it some thing to hold on to, I guess, the curl. It really didn't work. Then I want to wear this little like diamondy necklace that I have. That's very simple, but it was tangled with my other necklace, so I couldn't get that untangled. Then I try my dress on, and I'm like, this is a little bit long. Like, I just want to shorten it.
It did not look long.
And I usually tape it.
Did you tape it in the pictures?
No.
It didn't look long.
Different dress, right?
It's a different dress. It's not the red one that I wore.
Oh.
That red dress is short.
Yeah, I was about to say, I'm like, it wasn't long. Wait, no. So where'd that dress come from?
Revolve.
Was that the dress you were supposed to wear for our formal?
Yeah.
So you switched them?
Yeah.
So are you still wearing the other one tomorrow?
Yeah.
But you're going to fix the bottom?
Yeah. Okay. So then my tape wasn't working because I got really cheap tape. So then I'm freaking out. Then I decide I'm going to wear my other dress, which is wrinkled. So I steam it, and I get so much water on it, so I just have these huge splashes. Then I put on my shoes, and all of a sudden, my shoe is, like, broken. It's not going on.
This is funny, because this all happened in a span of, what, 10 minutes?
No, like, 40 minutes, but yeah. Shoe wasn't working. Finally, I get it, but I'm like, okay, great. Now these shoes definitely are having issues. Like the strap wouldn't come out of this thing. It was so weird. And, what else? There was something else that happened. I don't know. Those were the big things. Then I got into
my Uber
and my driver was a talker. And I was just like, I'm not in the mood to talk right now. I just had the most stressful 40 minutes of my life. So yeah. A lot of things can happen when just trying to get ready for some event. Okay, but I'm going to go.
All right. Have fun, ladies. Bye.
Bye.
Of course, she, like, doesn't know what we're doing right now.
What do you mean?
She was like, what are you doing?
It's so funny, though.
Should we do, like, 10 minutes of news?
Go for it.
Okay, well, the first thing I feel like I have to cover is the fact that George H.W. Bush, the 41st president of the United States from 1989 to 1993, died this week. So sad. He was very ill, in declining health, and his wife, Barbara Bush, had died earlier this year. And, you know, it's just, like, insane, I find it, because the Bush family is such a huge family. They're kind of like the Kennedy family, really involved in politics and very open about their lives. And I don't know, I was just very touched by this. Jenna Bush, who is an anchor on the Today Show, did an interview, and she was saying how him and Barbara have never spent a Christmas without each other for as long as they have known each other. So it was like they could not spend a Christmas apart. So that's why it happened right before the holidays, which I thought was really touching. And then his son, George W. Bush, also a former president, gave the eulogy. And he just had some really nice words, had the whole crowd laughing, called him the greatest father a son or daughter could have.
You know what's funny about the eulogy, too? The guy that spoke, who was the guy?
George Bush.
No, not George Bush, the other guy? Two people gave the eulogy, and the other one mentioned my friend Sarah Kate's mom in the eulogy. Because my mom sung to him, to George W. Bush for something. It was like that concert that we went to.
Oh my God, crazy? That is crazy.
Yeah.
Wow. She must have a voice.
Yeah. She was on Broadway for like 20 years. Oh, really? She was the lead in Phantom of the Opera.
What?
Yeah. She's like famous.
That's insane.
I know. Absurd. But sorry, keep going.
No, it's fine. It's just the Bush family is just a huge family, and it's... I feel like it really impacted America, and they had some really nice, had a really nice funeral. Everybody was watching on TV, and it's just like, I don't know, I think it's like so powerful how in America there are multiple presidents, and like, they all show up for these types of events and support each other.
Yep.
And it's kind of like a, it's just crazy to me that now one of them is gone. In happier news, though, going from a funeral to a wedding, Priyanka Chopra and
so
Nick
pretty.
Jonas got married in India this week. So Nick Jonas, you might remember him from the Jonas Brothers. And Priyanka is like an Indian princess, not actually, but she's one of the most highest paid actresses there. And she's gorgeous. And they had a 5-day wedding extravaganza. And they mixed their cultures of being American and being Indian to have something really beautiful. And now I really want to go to an Indian wedding because they look insane. One of the coolest events I do is the mehendi, which is where they were both adorned with henna tattoos and a Sanjeet, I want to say, that night, in which both families performed elaborate musical numbers with choreography and costumes to their ceremonies. And Chopra said it was literally what dreams were made of. So that's beautiful. 225 guests attended the wedding. Chopra wore a white hand-beaded embroidered Ralph Lauren gown with a stunning 75-foot long veil. So when she came out, it was like six different men holding her veil up in the air. It looked like an actual parachute. So I wish all of the best for them.
Yeah, that's amazing.
And finally, I guess I was just going to do one little Lafayette news, which was that the author of Hidden Figures came to speak on the intersectional all-American story that she wrote. Her name is Margot Lee Shetterly. I saw her. It was in Colton Chapel, which is where most of the talks are held. And she was incredible. I mean, this woman is super knowledgeable. She worked on Wall Street for... that was her first job. And then she wrote this book, learned all about aerospace to get the story right. And the way she got inspired by this was because the woman that she wrote about are actually from her town. And she talked a lot about NASA and its legacy and how everybody there just felt like they were doing their job and were a part of something bigger than themselves. And she ended up relating that to how, you know, back then getting on the moon seemed like such a challenge and like impossible. But because everyone came together, they were able to do it within 8 years, about 9 years. And she thinks that can happen, hopefully, for the environment, because That's we awesome. Just got a report that we're basically going to be dead in 2030. So that's it.
Well, I hope not, because that's... In 10 years.
Yeah. I know. That's why she's like, we gotta get this going.
Yeah, but remember 2012? 12, 12, 12. Everyone's like, we're gonna die.
That was a myth. Not based on science.
No, I think it was based on science.
No. What?
I think it was.
No, that was like, in the Bible, it said that one day we're all gonna be killed, basically. And then they came, and then it from the... Oh, what was the tribe in Mexico? Like the like something about like the Aztecs, one of those groups, said that we would all be dead on 2012.
So it's not a myth. It's like, I don't know.
Whatever. There was no science backing.
Whatever. Let's hope it's not the case.
Yeah. It's not how I would want to go.
Yeah, no.
And I'll live a long and happy life.
Yep. Okay. I think we're going to wrap up.
Mm-hmm.
But I cannot believe this is our second to last time wrapping up for a semester.
Oh.
This is crazy.
I know. It's so
insane.
This
is our last time in the studio when it's, like, December.
There's always a last time with Aiden.
Yeah. Sorry. I'm not good with change. I'm not. Okay. So, thank you guys so much for listening to us all semester. We really appreciate it. And we will be back in January. So, look out for the... It might be the same
time but it might be different. I might have class. I don't know.
What do you get? What's your Thursdays like?
I don't know.
I don't think I have anything on Thursdays. No, yes, I do. I have a lot on Thursday. Okay, we'll figure it out. But anyway, thank you guys so much for listening. And we hope you have a great finals week. And we hope you have an even better winter break. Enjoy it.
Good luck. And then break.
And then you can relax, finally, which is awesome. So thank you guys so much for listening this semester. And we will catch you in January. You just listened to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. I'm Aiden Trevison.
And I'm Hannah Darden.
And you just listened to You've Got Issues. Good night, everyone.
Night. I get real dumb when I'm high, I don't calm down. I get angry, baby, believe me. I can love you just like that, and I can leave you just as fast.